Chapter 3. Every day Wendy cooked for the boys and she sewed their clothes. She loved being mother and she didn't think much about her parents and Nana. John and Michael didn't remember their mother and father. Peter Pan was with them and together they had lots of fun. The children loved to visit the lake. They swam and played in the water and watched the blue and green fish. The boys liked to sleep on the rocks after their lunch, and Wendy sewed. One sunny day, the weather changed from hot to cold, and Peter woke up. "Pirates," he said. "Jump!" And all the frightened children jumped into the water. The pirate boat came near, and Wendy saw little Smee at the front. Behind him was the beautiful Princess Tiger Lily. The pirates wanted to kill her. Wendy was in the water and saw the pirates. They took Tiger Lily from the boat and put her on a rock. But Peter had a plan. He spoke like Captain Hook. "Hello, pirates." "It's the captain," said the pirates. "Where is he?"
"Free the princess," said Peter.
"Yes, captain." Smee freed the princess, and she jumped into the lake and swam away. Then Peter and Wendy heard, "Hello, pirates." It was Captain Hook. He was in the water. He swam to the pirate boat and climbed in. The boat went to the rocks and the pirates climbed out. "Where is Tiger Lily?" asked Hook.
"We freed her," said Smee.
"You what?" said Hook.
"You said free her, so we freed her," said Smee.
"I did not." Hook was frightened now. "Who said free her?" he shouted over the lake. "Who are you?"
"I am Captain Hook," said Peter, like Captain Hook.
"Then who am I?" said Hook.
"You are a fish," said Peter.
"What? Who are you?"
"Ha ha, I am Peter Pan," said Peter. Captain Hook wasn't frightened now. He jumped in the water, and there was a fight between the pirates and the boys. Then Peter Pan and Hook started fighting. Hook used his hook, but Peter pushed Hook away. Captain Hook was very frightened because the crocodile was in the water, so he swam away. Peter was tired. He and Wendy swam to the rocks, but they couldn't swim or fly any more because they were so tired. They waited on the rock. Then the Never Bird came by. She was a big bird, and she helped Peter Pan and Wendy onto her back and carried them home. The lost boys were very happy to see them. Now the Indians were friends of the lost boys because Peter Pan helped Tiger Lily. Every day the lost boys waited in their house under the trees for the pirates to come. And the Indians waited outside because they wanted the boys to be safe. Wendy was mother to the lost boys, and Peter was father. Wendy told them stories, and sometimes she told stories about Mr. and Mrs. Darling, their three children, and Nana the nurse. Mrs. Darling opens the window every night. Then, when her children come home, they can fly into their bedroom, said Wendy. But John and Michael were frightened. I think Mother will forget to open the window, said John. How can we go home? Said Michael. Peter will take us home, said Wendy. But the lost boys didn't want Wendy to go home because she was their mother now. I have a plan, said Wendy. You can all come home with me, and my mother will look after you. The boys were very happy with this plan. They started to get ready. Tinkerbell was happy because she didn't like Wendy. She wanted Wendy to go home. She flew up to the tree, but then the pirates came.